UN Chief Guterres' personal plea for peace. Talks between Russia and Ukraine ignored, again. By Simon Kent on April 22, 2022. UN Chief Antonio Guterres sought to cast himself as a peacemaker between Russia and Ukraine on Tuesday, issuing a letter on behalf of the globalist organization calling for a ceasefire and talks to be personally brokered by the veteran Portuguese socialist. As of Friday morning, he had been totally ignored by all sides, just as he was last month when he first made his demand for Eastern European peace in our time. Guterres separately requested meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky in their country's capitals to try and end the two-month war in Ukraine. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said the missives went to the UN missions of Russia and Ukraine, asking Putin to receive him in Moscow and Zelensky to welcome him in Kyiv. The secretary-general said, "At this time of great peril and consequence, he would like to discuss urgent steps to bring about peace in Ukraine and the future of multilateralism based on the Charter of the United Nations and international law," Dujarric said in a statement. Nothing has been heard since as the fighting rolls on. The move came a day after the UN chief called for a humanitarian pause in Ukraine ahead of Orthodox Christian Easter this weekend, as Breitbart News reported. According to the UN, more than 12 million people in Ukraine are in need of humanitarian assistance, one-third of whom are in those hard-hit cities, but the number of those in need is expected to increase to nearly 16 million. Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine on February 24 as a so-called special military operation to denazify Ukraine, but the mission changed as it prolonged to that of taking the eastern Donbas region. More than 2,100 Ukrainian civilians have been killed amid the war and another nearly 3,000 have been injured, with nearly 5 million others fleeing the country, according to UN data. This week's call by Guterres for all sides to lay down their arms and talk of peace comes after he made the same demand last month, as Breitbart News reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.